And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page, and it's time for a Let's Get to Know segment with new Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. And Joe, welcome to the program. On the court, you guys are off to a great start, and you know, how fun is it to be the new head coach of the girls at Norwalk?
Oh, I'm having a blast, Mike. Thanks for having me. The girls, yeah, I knew we had a quick three games before the Thanksgiving break, and they just came out with tons of energy and playing our style of basketball, which is kind of new to them with the new coaching staff. But they just are playing so well. They're so coachable, and they're working really hard for us.
All right. Well, let's get into our Let's Get to Know with you today. And first of all, I know you didn't grow up in Iowa. Let's talk about where you grew up and some of the activities and sports you were involved with in Ohio.
Yeah, I grew up in Northeast Ohio in Massillon. It's Tiger Town and a big-time football town. Our high school rival is Canton McKinley, which plays at the Pro Football Hall of Fame field. So football was, you know, I was born with a little orange and black football in my crib in Massillon. But I played baseball and basketball there and then went on to play a year in college of both baseball and basketball at Walsh University in North Canton, Ohio, so not far from my hometown. Got some scholarship money to play baseball and then thought I'd try to walk on the basketball court too. Had a great time. I played on the JV team for 1 year and then just decided it was too much. Body was taking a little bit of a toll and decided to just finish playing 4 years of baseball. So played right field, played center field in high school, but had a great time. Great friends, people I still stay in touch with on Facebook since I'm not in Ohio anymore. I'm not close to many of them proximity-wise, but it's nice to follow their families and everything. So after that, got my first teaching and coaching job in Rio Rico, Arizona. Became a boys' high school assistant. And actually my second year, the head coach, the guy that hired me, John Fanning, became a principal, so he had to kind of give up his basketball position. So there I am as a, you know, 23-year-old second-year teacher coach, and I'm a head boys basketball coach. And I would say that I had a lot to learn really fast. He was a great mentor for me, John was, and so I had to learn a lot really fast. The first-year team actually made it to the state tournament, had a lot of holdovers from a state championship team, but then really struggled my second year as a head coach. My worst record, I think we were 9-19. It was a rebuilding year, and you know, that year taught me a lot. But then met my wife Jen out there, and she's from Granger, Iowa, so moved back here with her and started our family and have two boys here in Norwalk. And so yeah, I've enjoyed just moving up the coaching ranks, and I never coached girls until I got to Iowa and West Des Moines Valley, actually, and coached there as the head coach for 10 years. And just wanted to be in the town that my boys were in and my family was in, and decided to make that switch last year to come over to Norwalk, the community we live in and love, and decided to teach and coach here and helped the boys out last year. Made a state tournament run. Coach Pelzer does an awesome job with them, and Grady's a junior and loving it. Loving playing basketball and golf here in Norwalk. And then Drake is an eighth grader, plays football, basketball, might try tennis a little bit. But I'm just loving being in the community that we live in. And to get the job late May with the girls, I've just really put a lot of time and energy in it, and I just could not be happier with the start we've had.
That's awesome, and you covered probably about five other questions I had there, so we're good to go here. You know, if you just join us, we're talking to Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist here on the Let's Get to Know. Before I get into some of the rapid fire questions about you, are there any books that you've read that have really helped you in coaching along the way?
You know, Coach Knight's book, you know, he just passed away recently, but, you know, he had a lot to really give basketball coaches and teams about hard work and repetition. And so Coach Knight's book, just I read a lot of articles and follow a lot of coaching podcasts and things. So not a lot of books recently, but Coach Knights was one that really, you know, impacted me early.
Do you have any pregame rituals as a coach or superstitions, things you do before a game or afterwards?
Well, yeah, my coaching staff always, I'm big on wearing the same outfit, so we always kind of line that up. Feel like you got to look good to play good type of thing, even as coaches. And the girls commented how they really love our Jordan 1s that we all got this year as a coaching staff. It's the most expensive pair of shoes I've ever bought. They were $125, and I've always tried to bargain shop and try to keep my shoes under $100, but I thought, you know, this is going to go right down the lines of me and my superstitions of wearing the same thing as my assistant coaches.
Awesome. How about some area gyms? You know, I know you love to play at the NPEC in Norwalk, but you've been in the CIML a long time before you got to Norwalk. What's a really a great place to play that you enjoy coaching?
Well, I have just awesome memories of Valley High School. You know, we won two state titles there in 2017, 2019. I've coached, I think, six Division I players, multiple Division II, Division III players. Just the memories I have in Valley High School and the Bill Cold Iron Fieldhouse, they're going to stay with me forever. And then taking those to the six times we made it to the state tournament at Wells Fargo and three times to the state championship game and fortunate enough to come out on top twice. Just, I love Wells Fargo. Going downtown, anytime I go downtown, I look at that building and just am in awe at what the Girls High School Athletic Union, they truly make it about the Iowa girl and celebrate the Iowa girl at the state tournament. And it's just an awesome place to be. So those are probably my two favorite, but I really love the NPEC. I'm going to really do some things this year, change some things up and make that a home court advantage for us. We unveiled our hype video at our first game on Monday, home game opener, and turned out the lights and just trying some new neat things, bringing the kids down after the game and signing autographs. We just want to really rally our youth into our new program and give back to the community in a lot of ways and just try to build something really special here in Norwalk.
All right, and hopefully there's more memories to be made at Wells Fargo in the next few years as well. So how about a few of your favorites? Let's just kind of run down a list of them here. Favorite pro sports team?
Basketball, definitely the Cavs. Growing up in the Cleveland area. Football, the Detroit Lions, and then baseball, the Cleveland Guardians.
Okay, and Hawkeyes or Cyclones, or no preference?
Well, I'm a Buckeye fan, being from Ohio, but in that game, I just have a lot of friends and relatives on both sides, so I try to stay as neutral as possible.
Perfect. Good strategy there.
Yeah.
What's the last TV show you binge-watched?
Oh, last TV show... It's been a while for TV. Probably Ozark. It's a pretty good one.
How about
trips down to the Ozarks too? So that was one that interested me.
Okay. Go to midnight snack. Maybe a couple hours after the game, you're watching film, you get a little hungry.
Yeah, chocolate candy bar. Not the best thing to go to bed on, but if there's chocolate around, I'll probably find it late.
How about a favorite family tradition?
Game night with the family here. We like to at least, you know, our lives are busy, but we like to at least have one night a week where we have family dinner and then followed by, we just refinished our basement, play some pool, some Jenga, board games, cards, whatever. So family game night.
Awesome. How about favorite vacation, whether it was a family vacation or a honeymoon or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. We've had some great ones, but I would go back to Hawaii in a heartbeat. The island of Kauai, I would say, is paradise on earth. Just beautiful beaches, golf courses, just mountains with waterfalls, just a beautiful place.
All right, and we got to let you go here, Coach, pretty soon, but I'll ask you one more. What's the top thing on your bucket list?
That would be to golf at the birthplace of golf in Europe, in Scotland and England, and go over there and play a few of the courses like St. Andrews, and just with really good friends, family, golfing buddies, that would be right at the top.
That sounds like a good one, Coach. Well, we thank you for your time. That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little better.
All right. Thanks, Mike, and go Warriors.